and we need to talk about the football game tomorrow.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's beautiful. It's about 65 degrees. The sun is out. It's no wind blowing. Oh, it's beautiful in Las Vegas. I'm telling you, I'm so happy to be in Las Vegas. I could just shit. It's really good out here, and I'm having a good time, and I'm glad that I'm living in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. That's right. And I'm here soaking up the sun and getting ready for the winter because it's getting ready to be cold. But right now, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is. Okay, well, let's start the show off with a little something different. I didn't get to talk about the NFL, the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. So let's talk about the NFL. Papa D, the NFL. Well, the NFL is going to be played on Sunday, February 3rd, and it's going to be played in Atlanta. It's going to be the home of the Atlanta Falcons, and the game is going to be in Atlanta. And Atlanta's having some pretty cold weather. The weather is real cold down south right now. I mean, they got people that are freezing to death in their garages. It's really cold. So I don't know what's going to happen for the Super Bowl. The mayor of Atlanta said that she pulled out all the stops and she brought in all the equipment to make sure that the Super Bowl is comfortable for everybody that attends. So I'm thinking that she brought some heaters out to put on the field, so the players can stay warm when they're not in the game. That would be a good thing to do. If I was the mayor, I would think about that. And plus, you'd have heaters on the field, and the heat rises so that people in the stadium would be a little warmer. That would be good, too. So I don't remember if Atlanta has a closed stadium. I don't know if their stadium has a ceiling on it, if it has a roof inside the stadium, or if it's just open to the atmosphere that will be in Atlanta on that day. So I don't know, but I'm sure that they've taken care of the street and they've taken care of all of the snow on the ground and everything. So they got all the blowers out, blowing up all of the snow on the ground and stuff. So they're taking care of that. So as far as the game, well, we got the New England Patriots that live on the East Coast. So they're going to be used to playing in the cold weather. So that's going to be no problem for them. But now the Rams are from Southern California, and that's going to be a big difference because the Rams aren't used to playing in cold weather. So they're going to get out there, and they're going to have to adjust to the cold weather. And then you got Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, the coach for the New England Patriots, that have been to the Super Bowl. This is their eighth trip to the Super Bowl. So they're Super Bowl professionals. You know, they've been there so many times. And Tom Brady has won 5 Super Bowls. He's the most winning Super Bowl quarterback in history. So I don't know. You know, I think it's time for us to crown a new champion, but I don't know. Tom Brady's 41 years old, and he's saying he ain't ready to give it up. He's still ready to play. So I don't know. I'm thinking New England's going to put together a game plan for them to win at, and we'll just have to see. But, you know, I'm a California boy. I was rooting on the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Chargers got beat. And so now I'm rooting on the Los Angeles Rams. I'd like the Rams to win a Super Bowl from L.A. because the last time the Rams won the Super Bowl, they were in St. Louis. They weren't even the Los Angeles Rams. They were the St. Louis Rams. So that was the last time they won the Super Bowl, and that was like 15 years ago. So we need to have the Rams bring some new tradition back to L.A. That's what we really need to do. So I'm saying go Rams. Go Rams. All right, let's have the Rams win the Super Bowl this year. So play good in the cold weather, Rams. Put your sweatshirts on and put your gloves on and get ready to play in the cold weather. And hopefully they'll have a dome that you can play in Atlanta. And hopefully you'll play good. So you got a 24-year-old quarterback that's playing against a 41-year-old quarterback. And you got a 33-year-old coach that's playing against a 61-year-old coach. Oh, man, this is the old-timers against the young bucks. And we got to wait and see what happens because the Rams have been to the Super Bowl, but their whole team is new, whereas the New England Patriots, and they had the same team when they played in the Super Bowl last year and the same team that they played in the Super Bowl the year before that. So I don't know. I'm thinking that it's time to change, have the changing of the guards, that the Rams need to win the Super Bowl. So I'm saying go Rams. Go Los Angeles Rams. Get out there and play your hearts out and win the Super Bowl for everybody that's tired of seeing the New England Patriots winning a Super Bowl. Okay, and the Rams will be the underdogs, so they'll probably get about 6 or 7 points from the sports book, and the New England Patriots will be the favorites, and they'll be giving out 6 or 7 points. So if you're betting on the game, hey, I'd take the Rams and the point because the Rams score a lot of points, but we don't know if they're going to have a defense. That's what I'm concerned about. Now, Bill Belichick puts defenses together like he shuffles cards. He can put a defense together. So they already got Tom Brady calling signals at the line of scrimmage. So they already got a veteran quarterback, so we don't know. You know, I'm just saying that it's the Rams' turn to win. So, go Rams. That's what I say. Go Los Angeles Rams. Do it for us. because we need a championship in L.A. again. Since the Lakers have fallen apart and everybody been retired, we don't even have a basketball team in L.A. now, even though we got LeBron James. But LeBron is hurt, so the Lakers are not playing well right now. But maybe later on in the season, LeBron will come back and the team will have learned how to play better because they've been playing without LeBron. So the Lakers may be a good team in the middle of the season. So we'll just have to see about them. And the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the hockey team, yeah, they're in second place in the league right now, but they keep winning, so they are going to the playoffs. And we hope that the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team takes the whole thing this year. So we want to watch them and see how they're doing. Okay, now for the entertainment news. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have to deliver some bad news to you. James Ingram, the singer that started singing in the 80s with Quincy Jones, has died. He died last week, and the cause of death is unknown. But he was 66 years old, and he died, and the reason that he died is unknown. So to all of his fans and his family, we want to give our shouts out to them and to wish them our best condolences for the loss of a loved one in their family. And for all of the fans that lost the singer, that you really enjoyed his music, I feel sorry for you, and I feel really remorseful for the loss of James Ingram. Because he was young. He was just a couple of years older than me. So he was around when I was just a baby, and I was starting to do my thing. You know, he was around doing his thing. So we kind of grew up together, and it's just going to be hard to miss him. And, you know, that's like Michael Jackson and Prince. They all died during my watch. You know, it's sad to say, but, you know, God has a special mission for everybody. So they went on to do other things. There's a concert in heaven, and James Ingram was ready to perform in the concert in heaven because he's up there with Whitney and Aretha Franklin and Prince and Michael Jackson and Isaac Hayes and, oh, man, all of my buddies. Everybody's gone on to a new world, to the second life, to the second go-around. Let's listen to his music and enjoy his music every chance we get. Okay, I guess that's all I have to say for the news. Oh, well, we still want to talk about the government shutdown. The government decided to come back and open up again and go to work. So all the federal employees are getting paid now. They'll get paid on their next payday, and that's a good thing. And all of the people that came to aid the government employees while they were working but not getting paid, well, that was a good thing. The stores came to their aid, and the bus system came to their aid, and Papa John's pizzas showed up at the airport giving people pizzas, and yeah, it was a good thing. But today, you know, we're talking about helping the homeless. So I want to hear about some Papa John pizzas going to the homeless. And I want to hear about some stores delivering food to the homeless. And I want to hear about some buildings that have been opened up for the homeless, because they got to live out here in the cold, and it's getting ready to get cold in Vegas. So right now it's not, but it's coming. Okay, now it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop a spot and then drop our commercial spot.
See you next time.
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's a Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yep, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. I want to give some hints to people living in Las Vegas. There's also what they call Church Row, where you can go and get food and you can get clothes so that you can prepare for this winter season from the churches. And the churches are located on C Street, on the east side of Vegas, all the way to H Street, which is on the west side of Vegas, and on Washington Avenue, which is on the south side of Vegas, all the way up to Harris Avenue, which is on the north side. So between those four streets, C Street, H Street, Washington Avenue, and Harris Avenue, they have a list of presidential streets like Monroe, like Adams, like Jefferson. All of these streets have churches on them, and you can go there at 10 o'clock in the You can go there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you can get food from 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning. And you can also get clothes. And if you get there early, you can get the best pick of clothes at the churches. And that's on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday morning. And you tell them G-Money sent you. So you go on down and tell them I sent you, and you can get whatever clothes they have available for you. So you can get warm for the winter, because it's nice right now in Vegas, but I think it's going to get cold. And when it gets cold in Vegas, because we're in the desert. So it's cold, and we have to do the best we can to prepare for the winter weather. Okay, if you're back east, then it's below zero, but we're on the west coast, and the weather is doing us just fine out here. So we're not concerned about no serious cold weather, at least not right now. So we're doing the best we can. So you go to Church Row and you get all of the clothes and the food that you can eat and the clothes that you can wear. Go there and pick up the clothes. And also, there's a store, a thrift store, called Marty's Mart. And it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, which is on St. Louis and 6th Street. And it's right down the street from the Stratosphere. It's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday, I think. And you can tell them G-Money sent you there, because they know I went and took pictures at their thrift store, and I put the pictures on the website so you can see everything they have available. And they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes, and they have children's clothes. And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. And I keep telling you it's coming, so I'm trying to get you ready for this cold weather, because if you're homeless and you're living outside, well, right now it's really nice during the daytime. It gets kind of cold at night, but during the daytime it's beautiful out here. So get your supplies together so that you can have a real happy, warm winter. Okay. Do I have anything else I want to say? Oh, yeah. You can go on the website and check out akcloset.org. And that's a woman that she collects clothes to give away to homeless people and to people that need clothes. She gives clothes away to men, women, and children. So she has a trailer full of clothes that she's interested in giving away to people that are homeless, that need jackets, that need pants, that need sweaters. They need clothes. And she collects clothes, and she's delivering clothes to homeless locations. So if you go on the website, akcloset.org, and you can find where she's located, and you can get some money, get some clothes from her. All right, I think it's time for another commercial break. So, DJ Papa G, play a song and drop a commercial spot, and we'll be back in a minute. Thank you. the organization means, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for Means and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Just a word to all the homeless people that are listening to this show. I wanted to give you some tips on where to find blankets and where to find extra clothes. If you go into the dumpsters at the apartment complex, or any apartment complex in North Las Vegas and South Las Vegas and West or East Las Vegas, go into the dumpsters, because when people move out of the apartments, the maintenance people go in and clean up the apartments, and anything that's left in the apartments, they throw it out. They throw everything out. Shoes, jackets, pants, shirts, blankets, all of that goes out into the dumpster. And if you go through the dumpsters, you may actually find some blankets that could actually keep you warm for the winter. And you may even find a couple of jackets, and you may find a pair of pants, and you may even find some shoes that you can wear to help keep you warm for the holiday, for the winter time. And that's my tip to you as a homeless person, because I was homeless, and these are places that I went to find clothes and to find blankets. I found them in the dumpsters. Now, when you go into the dumpsters, you know, I'm not saying you're going to get brand new stuff. You're going to get some used blankets, and you'll get some used jackets and some used coats and some used tennis shoes and used pants. But if you wash them, they'll be just like new, and they will keep you warm. And that's the goal of it, right? To stay warm when it gets cold out here in Vegas. You can stay warm, and you can wrap yourself around with those blankets, and they will keep you warm. Now, nobody cares where you got them from. They don't go around and ask you, hey, where did you get that blanket from? They just know that you're wrapped up in a blanket, and you're staying nice and warm. And people will want to find out where you got them from because they want to go get some too. So you can always share that information with other homeless people because we want everybody to be warm for the winter. Because when it gets cold out here, it's going to get cold. And I'm telling you from experience, it gets cold in Las Vegas. And right now we don't have any rain, but I understand that it's going to be raining in a couple of days. So we got to prepare for the rainy weather too. So you need to take care of yourself and provide for your winter so that you can be comfortable when the cold weather shows up. Okay. Papa D, do we have maybe some activities that are going on this weekend that we can talk about? Or do you want to play a song, or how do you want to do this now? I'm Gregory Gerard. G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I think we got some activities to tell you about that's going on this weekend. So, DJ Papa D, tell us what you got going on.
All right. Well, there's actually quite a few things happening this weekend in Las Vegas. So let's start with tomorrow. Tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., there's a free farmers market hosted by Food Outreach Las Vegas and Reach Church Las Vegas. And that's happening at the Lois Craig Elementary School, which is at 2637 East Gowan Road in North Las Vegas. And so, again, it's a free farmers market from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Lois Craig Elementary School, hosted by Food Outreach Las Vegas and Reach Church Las Vegas. Also tomorrow is the Valley Vegas Saturday Morning Giveaway Ministry, and it's a food giveaway. They do this, I believe, every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And it's also co-sponsored by the Emergency Food Assistance Program, Abundance of Food Pallets. And again, that is 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that will be at Valley Vegas Church, which is at 4500 West Sahara Avenue. Also,
okay.
On Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Hydrating the Homeless will be giving out water. They are also the event is they're basically sharing information and giving out donations, and they will be at the corner of Owens and Stocker. Okay, Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay.
And also on, go ahead.
No, I was going to say Stalker is just east of Main Street. So it's right off of Owens and Main Street. Stalker is like the next street over. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Also, for the next two Sundays at the Mayfair Place Park, there will be a weekly food share, and that's hosted by Pet Food Not Bombs, as well as Ride to Provide by Outspoken Las Vegans Bike Clubs, and also Food Not Bombs Las Vegas. And that is at 11:30, again, at Mayfair Place Park. And it's a weekly food share. People can come out, and they'll give out food to anyone who's hungry. And they also have pet food. I don't think you see that everywhere. And also on Sunday. Yeah, no, that's a great. That's great. Especially for, you know, for homeless people who have pets. Also on Sunday, Direct to Vets is hosting the new donations package launch for homeless veterans. And that is at Tent City. And that's at Sunday on Sunday at 1. And it's actually, I think they do this every Sunday. But the next one is this Sunday at 1 p.m. And it says every Sunday, sometimes Saturday. Go ahead.
And that's at Tent City?
That's
it
at
have
Tent
a
City.
Location for Tent City? But is Tent City the location for the city camp that's run by the city of Las Vegas?
I imagine you're correct. You're the expert on homelessness in Las Vegas, not me. But I imagine that you're right.
Okay. That's on four maps between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street. Okay.
Okay. All right. And that's 1 p.m. And then the last item on the list is the pop-up Project Homeless Connect on February 19th. So this is a couple of weeks away. And that's hosted by the Nevada Homeless Alliance and the Lutheran Social Services of Nevada. And again, it's a pop-up Project Homeless Connect. And that's where they provide a ton of services all day long, including housing assistance, basic medical care, showers, clothing, legal aid, benefits, support, pet care, haircuts, and more. And so that is happening at the Lutheran Social Services of Nevada, which is at 4323 Boulder Highway. And I believe that is it for homelessness-related events in Las Vegas.
All right. Good job, Papa D. That's good looking out for my homeless listeners and everybody that knows somebody that's homeless and they needed some information. Very good. All right. Well, I guess it's time for another commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back.
Actually, it is 3:57, 3 minutes left in the show. So I think it's actually time to thank the listeners and let them know what they have to look forward to next week.
All right. Well, next week, we got comedy spots dropping all about my new upcoming comedy album. We're working on getting that together to put it out to your stores. And I'm curious, Papa D, what did you mean by going, the comedy album is going to be listed at the local liquor store? Is that a joke or what? Because I don't want everybody going to the liquor store to get my album, but you know I be drinking, so you know, I don't know, you know. I think they can come look at me at the local liquor stores. But anyway, yeah, so the comedy album will be dropping pretty soon, like the 1st of February. The comedy album will be dropping. So all next week, we'll be listening to clips from the upcoming comedy album. And we will have information about the shutdown, because they got 3 weeks, and then the government's talking about shutting down America again. So we need to be aware of that, especially if all of the federal employees aren't going to get paid. Then we need to be aware of that, especially if the air traffic controllers aren't going to get paid and the security at the airport isn't getting paid. We need to be aware of all of that, because that could be really bad business if we're traveling around the country. So I think that's all I need to say right now. But, so, have a good weekend. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Thank you, Papa D. We'll see you later, too. All right, we're out. Bye. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.